you're gonna spaz out and go,
ah! Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? What is, you get paid $20?
Yeah. See, Kim and I, we kind of now have like a business where we just go around, read all the boards, and we get paid to do research. I've already made like $60.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this like really heavy intenso one, which I'll get paid $250.
What do you have to do?
Go on a salt diet.
A salt diet?
Yeah. Well,
for how long?
6 weeks.
Oh, boy. What is it, like all salt or something?
Well, no, it's not like, okay, here, have these salt tablets, but don't eat anything else for the rest of the day. No, it's like,
oh, okay.
You take salt tablets.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's shit like that, so you understand. No, because what else? There's another one I wanted to do, but I was like too late doing it. It's one for SEAL training.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Not SEALs in you know, I'm talking about like Navy.
Navy SEALs, yeah.
Yeah, and the deal with that is that you just have to do like these physical fitness things because they want to see how well you, how much better you improve, and then they're going to try it out on Navy SEALs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're an asshole, you fuck up the results, and then you'll have Navy SEALs dying, you know. But if you're not an asshole, that'll work well. So, what the fuck are you up to?
I was just cleaning up, like, the whole, our room is so messy and nasty, so I decided to clean it up, and it looks pretty good now.
Yeah, I'm about to go buck wild in my room myself.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, my room is like a shithole, and...
Really?
It's kind of like it'll help me get my bearing again because I'm like, oh, okay, now I'll clean my room.
How big is your room?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's maybe 15 feet wide, 15 feet long.
That doesn't do much for me. Like, compare it to, like, your room or my room.
It's bigger than my room.
Is
it's
it
like
bigger?
About the size of your room.
Really?
Maybe a little bit wider.
That's pretty cool. All
right. But my roommate's a real asshole, and I'm probably going to be moving out.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Probably next semester. I'm going to try to move into, like, the dorm where Kim lives.
Yeah.
Because the people there are really cool, and I really have gotten along well with all of them.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm probably going to do the same thing next semester. I'm going to move where Becky lives.
Well, I think we both fall into the category of we spent too much time at a girlfriend's place and not enough time here.
It's ridiculous. I spent so much time over there. I'm never here. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, see, that's part of the reason why I want to move over there. So my base of operations will just be...
There.
There, right? Yeah. But it's because, I don't know, girls, they do this thing to you where you're just, like, so restricted as what you can do.
Yeah, tell me about
and,
it.
And, like, there are times where, like, I wish I could do, not necessarily something by myself, but just, like, something that I have to do. And Kim's like, no. Why not? Because... And then they make you feel all guilty, and you're like, ah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Can I ask a personal question you don't have to answer?
It's being recorded.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I'll ask you next conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you got a point about that.
Wait,
do
they know who we are?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So as far as they're concerned, no. I'll ask you that conversation next time. My question next time. It's just because it's like, and like most of the people on my floor are just real assholes all together. They smoke pot in the hallway, all right? They smoke cigarettes in the hallway. My roommate has a socialite friends.
Yeah.
It's fucking assholes. Oh, you want to hear something interesting?
Sure.
I don't know. Okay, this does not go... I like how I'm playing you just as me. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to see if I can try to... emancipate myself from my parents financially.
Legally?
Legally and financially.
Why?
Because they're starting to give me real shit, and I'm starting to get sick of it.
What are they giving you shit about?
Oh, like my dad? Well, no, because, like, you know, I told my dad, well, you know, maybe I don't know if I want to go to Wharton, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, first of all, he blows up when he finds, when he hears this, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God, you know, what the hell? And he thinks the rest of school just sucks dick, all right? I mean, first of all, Penn has the best nursing school in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? College of Arts and Sciences is, like, one of the best schools in the country. Engineering is, like, up there with MIT. the people that go to the engineering school here are the people that aren't nerds.
Yeah.
Okay? They could go to MIT, but they're not nerds, so they're not going to go to MIT, you know?
Right.
And I don't think he understands that. I mean, I don't think I feel like I want to get across to him, Dad, this is an Ivy League school, you know, but you know, I just something's fucked up there, right? So, and also, oh, you want to hear the latest thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so see, these are two more things that piss me off, right? First of all, he says I have to send credit cards back because I don't know how to use them properly.
What?
Yeah. You believe that shit?
Have you been, like, you know, spending a lot?
Not ridiculously, but, like, the last month I bought all my Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And that was kind of expensive. So, I mean, he's giving me the shit. So what I'm going to do is, like, tomorrow, like, well, I might do it later on today. I'm going to call up American Express, MasterCard, and say, can I get my own cards?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, sure, no problem. Especially if you already had your own card with your dad. That's, like...
That's a credit.
Yeah, you'll get that's already backing me up, and they'll give me a card.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'll be like, yeah, sure, Dad, here's the cards. I don't give a shit. And then I'll be like, next time I need to make an order, oh, I have an American Express card. What? You know.
But you still need money to back it all up.
Not if you're a student. Oh, and besides, I'm going to school virtually for free, Chris. I mean, I have a job with the Navy.
That's true.
You know. It's like I'm almost guaranteed a job when I get out of college, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So, you know, they can't, you know. And also, you know what? My dad, he sends me an email, okay, using Prodigy, right? And he's, like, telling me all these nice, sweet things, okay? And he's telling me, like, how I can communicate with my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
What comes right after the letter, which my dad, I guess he doesn't know how to use email, is a letter my grandpa sent my dad. Guess what's in this letter?
What?
Oh, Alex should stay in Wharton at all costs. What the fuck? I mean, my dad must have told everyone in my family, oh, Alex wants to drop Wharton and only go into the shitty college. And I'm so pissed at him.
Alex must stay at Wharton at all costs.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fucking ridiculous now. I mean, I'm so pissed at my dad. Fortunately, you know what? I got a rebate from the school because they made a mistake for $1,000.
Yeah, Becky told me that, yeah.
Yeah, and so what I'm going to do is, you know that guy James I've been telling you about?
Uh-huh.
He's been making a shitload of money in the stock market.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is this kid?
He's a little bit older than I... No, he's a little bit younger than I am by, like, 2-3 days, I think.
Really? He's
yeah.
making money on the stock market?
Yeah, well, also, his dad has a shitload of money.
Yeah.
His dad's a lawyer from Harvard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, all right, you know. So so basically, what I'm going to try to do is make that 1,000 into 5,000, and then make that 5,000 into 10,000, and then the 10,000 to 20, and just work my way up.
Yo, that's some risky shit, though.
Yeah, well, you do a lot of saving. You do some low-risk investments, some high-risk investments. Hey, he's been making a shitload of money, and from a lot of things that he's told me, I've been really impressed.
That's cool.
Okay? So I might seriously start investing. Like, there's this one company, I mean, 4 days ago, he told me to invest in this company, and they went up 30 points. Okay? It's $30 a share. And he bought $10,000 worth of stocks.
Yo.
I mean, like I said, his family has the money. But I might really seriously do that now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what made you decide that you might want to go out of Wharton?
Well, I might not do it now. Oh, because, see, now I have it all planned out. Okay? See, at first, I was like, oh, I have to take all these fucking business classes and all this shit. But I found out I could double up on the classes.
Uh-huh.
So I could have, like, one of the classes that they require count for two of the areas that they require.
How do you do that?
It's complicated. It's really hard to explain this over the phone. I'd have to show you on paper.
Yeah.
Okay? So, just get the fuck out of that, you know? So, I do get my liberal arts classes, which I'm happy about.
Right.
Okay? And, okay, here's another cool thing. Okay? Oh, shit, I don't remember what I was going to say. I was talking about Wharton. Oh, okay, yeah, and the other thing is that I decided I am going to stick with management because I was talking to my brother, and he said that he majored in finance. He barely got 3.0, okay? He knows this guy at NYU, all right? He worked about as hard as my brother. Oh, so what did you get as your GPA? 3.7? All right, what did you major in? Management.
Okay, yeah.
That's Is there a lot of work? Not really, just a lot of reading. If you keep up with the readings,
uh-huh.
you highlight the shit, you read the stuff before you go to class, that's all the work you have to put in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, and you know what the kid's able to do now. He's well, able to go to any grad school he wants to. And then there, he studies what he wants to study, like finance
yeah.
or marketing, you know, shit like that.
That's really cool.
So I might just do that.
What's the money in management?
Well, it puts you in a managerial position, makes you a leader. See, I don't really give a shit about... See, basically, that's why I want to do investing with James, okay? Because the idea is, and I can't wait till my 4-week cruise this summer, because the money I get from that, and I'll probably, I don't know, maybe I'll have a mini job or something over the summer, right? So I can just get more money, okay?
Uh-huh.
Use that money to invest. Just invest, 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 invest. That's all I give a shit now about is investing.
That's crazy. What cruise is this?
It's like a 4-week induction. I spend a week going Marine, a week going flying, a week doing what? Chilling out inside a submarine, and a week flying an airplane.
I think you told me that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So... And I have the rest of the summer free, and I'm going to try to get some, like, a real job this summer.
Yeah.
And make some mad cash, all
like,
right?
What kind of job?
I don't know. If I could get something in the city,
yeah.
fine, I'll do that, you know, get that job. And, see, I don't know, if I get a job where it's, like, in, you know, late, like, mid-July and August,
yeah.
that fucks everything up. If I get it in June, it'll be over by July, so I have July and August.
Well, when is the cruise?
I don't know. It's either in June... Or it's at the end of July and beginning of August.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? Although school does end in, like, mid-May, so I could probably get something, I could probably get a job.
Yeah.
And if I can make a really, really fucking ridiculous amount of money, then I'll probably drop the whole program altogether and just stick with business.
Really?
Yeah. In fact...
You'd have to make a lot of money. Like, to drop the whole Navy program you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm really serious about it, and it's not bullshit.
But they're giving you so much money.
Yeah, I know.
So you'd have to make a lot of money in order to make that move.
Yeah.
You really think you'll be coming to that much money?
I might.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is starting to get really exciting. And I'm probably going to, like, every day for, like, an hour just, like, work with James, like, looking at stocks and shit, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because now all I give a shit about is just making an obscene amount of money... And then going in front of my dad, I'm like, see, I can do it on my own.
That's
and then,
cool.
and then you know what I do? Then I change my major, and then I become like an art historian, and then I work like in a museum. Or I know I buy my own fucking museum at that point, right? And it's like,
you're gonna be a rich bastard, huh?
No, because James says he wants to make $1 million before the time he's 20. He's got 2 years into it. At the rate he's going, that's not a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
That's why he is doing so many things, and I need to raise a lot of cash so I can start investing into his things.
Yeah.
All right? Because basically, if I could get... Because I got $4,000, like close to $5,000 right now, okay? If I could basically make that $5,000 into $15,000, okay, by February... Right? That's not really ridiculous, okay? If I could actually do that, raise the 5 to 15, then I'm going to invest in James's company.
How do you plan to raise the 5 to 15?
Stocks. Stocks. I'm looking at stocks. I mean, that's I'm going to be like living, breathing, eating stocks over winter break. I'm basically, winter break is just my way of trying to, I'm trying at all costs to stay away from home. I
really,
really don't want to go home now, all right?
Where are you going to be?
Well, for this defunct party, look, you want to just get together, you and me, New Year's Eve, and we just get fucked up beyond belief?
You want to do that?
Yeah, because I'm so pissed. Everyone's like, oh, I can't go. I can't go. I
yeah.
can't go. I can't. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm upset.
That sounds like a good idea. We'll just get fucked up. Well, what about Kim?
I don't think her parents will allow her to come.
Really?
Right.
Why not?
I don't know. It pisses me off. But we do have to get immensely sloshed together.
We only did that once, you know
Yeah, I know. I'm upset. See, now we'll be like, come on! Do, do,
that?
do. And we'll just. Because do you drink a lot at college now?
No, not at all.
No, not really, neither have I. Although there have been times where I just like wanted to go out, get really fucked up. Well,
Yeah.
I can't wait till the 12th, because the 12th is one of the guys in the unit. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I have to go to his birthday party, because he was one of the guys that like busted my balls through orientation.
Yeah.
And they've been waiting for me to come to a party.
Yeah.
I mean, they're waiting for me to come to this party because they're going to be like, Alex, Alex, do you know what we're going to do to you? I'm like, oh, boy. I think it's something where, like, they pick me up, and then they, like, just, like, put me underneath a keg. And then they just have the keg, like, run into my face.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing much drinking at all. Actually, Becky and I, we're planning to get drunk like this Friday because we haven't at all, you know?
Yeah, see, this weekend, unfortunately, I'm going to go away. I'm going to go back to Harvard
Oh, you are?
for a College Bowl tournament.
Oh, cool.
And then, I mean, this weekend I'm going to have to work. I basically will have no time
Yeah.
once I get back to get drunk. That's why I need to be with you! Da-da-da-da! And also, I fucked up so much this semester. It's not even funny. I
Yeah,
am
you
just.
don't.
Ah, I
Did you
hate.
pass everything?
Oh, I'll pass.
Yeah, that's good. I'm struggling to pass botany now.
Really?
Yeah, that's like my other classes I should do well in, but like botany, I don't know.
See, I'm just gonna have to really say something. See, also, I need to have a backup just in case I get kicked out of the program or I drop the program. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Because I want to be able to. Because my dad's giving me a lot of shit about me wanting to get out of Wharton, right? And so I want to be able to say, well, I'm paying my way through college, so
Yeah.
I don't. Your opinion doesn't matter to me about that. So.
Why would you get kicked out? Is there any?
And a low GPA.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they might. And from what I understand from Lieutenant Ward, they're going to cut a lot of the freshmen slack because they know we've been working hard. And I could always say, like, I got fucked up on the final,
Yeah.
which will probably be true in math, so.
Yeah.
As long as I pass. And then next semester I'll get my 4.0. Right?
You should, yeah, you should.
And also, you know, I have to say this, but like, the
Oh,
more I've been.
Alex, I just got a beep. I'll
Okay.
be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, how are
Yeah, I like classical music in the background.
you? Hold on, I just gotta be. Hang on.
Oh wait, just hurry it. Hurry it up
All
while
right,
he says the thing, yeah.
yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Is this yours?
I don't know. I found it on my desk. I don't know whose it is. You know?
Okay.
We'll give it to Mike.
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, fuck. I got a message. All right. What time is it?
4:35.
Okay. It's probably Kim, so I'm not going to call her.
Okay.
I'm not going to pick it up because, I mean, 7 minutes. She can suck it up. Actually, hold a second.
You just got to beep now.
It was one of his friends.
Oh. Who's
bastard.
Oh, that bastard roommate of yours?
Alright, anyway. See, damn, we only have like 6 minutes, I think. Oh, well. Because they'll be like, yeah, only 3 minutes! And I'll be like, no! So that's what I wanted to do. Now, I've been talking too much. I want to hear you talk.
I don't have too much to say. You know how my grades are. I mean, they're pretty good except botany, which... Oh, I'm struggling to pass. Hopefully I'll pass it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, Becky's good.
Yeah.
And we're getting drunk Friday. If we can get alcohol. I don't
know. You know what's so cool is that I know so many seniors and shit. And they'll be like, yeah, no problem. We'll get it for you. You
really?
Know?
That's really cool.
So.
Like, I'm going to ask my roommates and see. Or I might go into town and try to, like, you know, use my Harvard ID. But I don't think that'll work.
Especially without a birth date on it.
Yeah.
And I will not get a fake ID. Actually, I can't. Actually, I can, but if I get caught, I'm usually fucked over.
Yeah.
And it's not like there aren't people in the unit that don't have a fake ID.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about, like, Joe Schmo. I'm talking about, like, some of the seniors.
Yeah.
Who are, like, of very good standing. They have a fake ID.
Yeah.
But, fuck that. I don't give a shit.
I think that it's a felony, too, to have a fake ID.
Well, duh.
You sound like Kim.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So. Cracking my knees right now. So, what did you get Becky for Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know what to get her. She's one of those people you can't shop for, you know?
Oh. I have to go find something Kim doesn't know about, because I accidentally, in conversation, I just fucked up and I said what I got her.
Yeah.
Because I got her lingerie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She'd probably be like, what the hell is this, a black Kleenex? You know.
You guys do that stuff? Like,
I mean, look,
lingerie
look,
stuff?
Look, we'll talk about that in an unrecorded conversation.
Oh, yeah. Good
okay.
idea.
I also got her some teddy bears.
Oh, that's nice.
The little ones, you know.
Yeah.
You know how she is with teddy bears. What the frig else? I got her a book about how to do her hair, some shit like that. I thought I got her one other thing. No, that might have been it. What about you? You didn't get anything for your girlfriend?
Not yet. I mean, I actually went shopping yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
And... I couldn't think of anything. Like I went by stuff and like people were suggesting. And I don't.
You should try something like Crystal.
Yeah, maybe she likes cats. Maybe I could get like a Crystal cat or something.
That or like a stuffed animal cat or.
Yeah.
You have to play around with that shit. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Did you buy gifts for your family?
Yeah. I'm thinking of taking away one of the presents I got from my dad and keep it for myself. I got him a book about Warren Buffett, because he's, like, the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And I also got Warren Buffett's tips on investing. Well, I think I'm going to keep the investing book for myself, so.
You're just going to keep it for yourself?
Yeah.
He'll never know.
Yeah. I mean, what's his charge here? Oh, I don't give a shit anymore about the charges on the Amex. So I'm like, fuck that. I got my mom 2 science books. I know she'll like those.
Yeah.
And I got my brother... some puzzle thingy.
Oh, that's cool.
So basically, this is how I hope it'll work. Okay, this break. Okay. I show up the 22nd. Okay. We get together. We get fucked up. 20.
No. It's going to have to be after Christmas, like New Year's.
Why? Are you going straight down to Long Island?
No. This is my Christmas thing. We're coming back the 20th, and Becky's coming. And the 21st, we're going to go see the Nutcracker in New York City.
Yeah.
And the 22nd, I'm sleeping over her grandmother's place or something, and then the 23rd I'm like gonna be there, and the 24th we're going to Long Island. We're coming back like on the 26th or 27th.
She's spending Christmas at your place?
No, she's first we're gonna I'm gonna drop her back. Well, she's gonna stay at her place, and then on the 24th I'm gonna drive back and go to Long Island with my family. And then I'll be there till like we're not gonna be there long, just like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So like after the 27th probably, that's when I'm, you know, that's when I could do stuff.
Okay. Is she gonna be up for the rest of the time, or are you gonna actually be separated for her for like a month?
I don't know. Like we didn't talk about it.
Because I mean, Kim and I, we were kind of like, well, we could use a little bit time alone because of the fact that there has not been one single day since the first day of school where we have not been together.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Becky is the same thing.
Yeah, so we figured maybe a little break would kind of be nice.
Yeah. I think she's going to be around for New Year's, but I'm not sure.
If she is, then we'll have a party at my house, okay?
Yeah.
See, preferably, I would rather have the party at like Josh's house, because then we can all get fucked up there. It's no big deal. Actually, I don't even really want to talk to Josh again. Josh pissed me off.
Why?
I told you about that thing with
Phil, yeah.
I'm so pissed at him about that.
When was the last time you talked to him?
That was the last time.
What exactly was that all about? Like, he would rather...
Oh, yeah, well, you know, Phil's here, and he's kind of alone, and he has to go home, like, at 6, and I'm going to have dinner with him at 6, so, basically, it's like, I'd rather be with him than you, even though I see him all the time, and this is the only opportunity we'll have to see each other in, like, 6 months. So, when I come back, I don't really want to see Josh.
Yeah.
No, fuck Josh now. And I have no intention of getting his number at CIA.
Well, oh yeah, when is he going to that?
I hear he went. I don't care anymore.
He's going to that now?
Yeah.
Where is he living at home still?
No, he's living there.
No shit.
Yeah, but I mean, now I don't care. I mean, I really do not care because I was really hurt by that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
All right, so basically, this is the deal. From you'll get back to 29th, right?
20th. Oh, you mean from Long Island?
Yeah.
Probably before that. Probably like 27th or something.
Yeah. From the 27th to like the 2nd, we're going to live that entire week in a stupor. Okay?
A stupor. I like that.
Are you cool with that idea?
Yeah, but I don't know if Becky's cool with it.
Come on. See, that's kind of the reason why I didn't really want the girls to be there.
I know what you're saying. No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I need to be away from the reins of women.
Holy shit, tell me about it. I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Just say, if you could try to delay her for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So we could get so fucked up, it's not even fun. All right?
That's cool. All
right. And, what else was I going to say? Because then after that, I'm going to go to Sturbridge from, like, the 2nd to, like, the 4th.
Yeah.
And from the 4th to, like, the 10th, I'm going to spend the time at Meg's.
Oh, that's cool.
Which ought to be really fucking cool. Because Lead and Coleman are going to show up, and I'm going to be like, yeah.
I doubt Kim's cool with that, though.
No, I don't think she is. I don't think she is. She's like, oh, yeah, it's okay. I don't mind. Bullshit. She minds. But... the thing I'm trying to get across here is I don't want to fuck Meg. Right? I don't want to kiss her. I don't want to be in the same bed with her.
Yeah.
She can trust me, right? Which I don't think she does, right?
Yeah.
And she expects me to trust her after all the incidents that you've heard about. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried that she's going back and Tommy's going to be there. I'd like to kick that kid's ass right now.
Yeah.
Tommy, Mr. Oh, I'll write all these letters to you telling my undivine love for you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And, you know, he writes all these poems about how he wish he could reverse time and, like, so he and her could be together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, if I was in that position, I would be like, look, you know, I'm really sorry, but I got a boyfriend. I don't want to get any letters from you, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, look, it's really nice that you're sending me these poems, but look, you know, nothing's going to happen between us because I got a boyfriend, all right?
Yeah.
But does she know? No, of course not, all right? Because she likes the fucking attention, all right?
Sure, yeah.
I wish I had a double-barrel shotgun and I could play Doom 2, the quad, and just go around and shoot various people.
Real people.
Yeah, a real shotgun.